Why would I parry with a lightsaber? I'm going to block those bullets with my brain. Wait, no, phrasing.
Oh, you didn't hear my extended chortle.
No.
No, we did.
It came through.
Bits of it. Only bits of it.
A mere fraction of your true power.
Yes, it's pathetic.
Talking about pressing the button, or I can actually press the button, and then we can start going on with the start of the show.
I hope you press the button.
You smart monster.
I'm just going to be over here. Yes, the button is pressed.
All right.
Oh no, it's not picking up my cackles again.
It picked up little bits of it.
Oh, I wish it would actually pick things up more reliably because I'm cackling so entertainingly to me. Okay, why don't we do a recap of what happened last time for the audience and not just for our own amusement? Oh, right, I should introduce myself first. Hi, this is Beth. Welcome to GURPS Wars, a GURPS Star Wars homebrew. And I have Crash and Eevee, because it's getting towards Halloween, and Eo. And they're going to say what happened last time.
I was beautiful and amazing.
You always are.
Why, thank you, dear. We met, what's his name, with the long face?
Treltian.
Yes, Senos Treltian. And he had to set up some mirrors downstairs, and so we helped him. And then Sen told him to sit on his hands, and I baited out the Ebony Veil, who we met for the first time, finally. My old friend. And we finally, after long last, unmasked the Ebony Veil. And disappointingly, I have no idea who he is. So we had a long argument about why we were there. I explained to him that if he had waited a week, then we would have been out of his hair. All I wanted was a holocron. But no, he had to do his thing while I was on the planet, and he had to consort with people who owe me taxes. So, well, we had to restrain him and make him very angry. And then, well, I pulled some secrets out of his brain. And we found out that he was working with our old friend, Zijin. Darth Zijin. Well, someone calling himself Darth Zijin anyway. Never actually met the man.
You met someone calling themselves Darth Zijin?
Yes, well,
he was a scraggly
little
thing.
I had my doubts at the time.
Yeah.
Anyway, we were about to go back upstairs when I heard Sandcast's voice. And, well, now I'm especially angry at multiple people. I told them to stay home.
Mm-hmm. And I rolled some reaction rolls to this perfectly reasonable request to see who would stay home and who wouldn't.
It's...
Oh, and Sen threw a table at a mirror several times.
Just once, I thought.
Threw it at range once, and then attempted to hit it some more.
No, I believe what I attempted to do was recover it.
Yes.
And it didn't really work very well.
You managed to put it back. That's why the table icon is over on top of where the table illustration was.
I love that that's a solution. The table icon is on top of where the table used to be to show we moved it and put it back.
Yes.
Well,
I'm not going to delete a table icon when you might throw it again.
Speaking of which,
I moved the X.
Ran rolled at penalty because he already is restraining the Scarlet Haberdashery, or whatever his name is.
Ebony Veil.
Look, I can't keep these names straight. I haven't been able to since I was a paddleboard.
You've never been a paddleboard.
Since Sen was a paddleboard. Whenever that was.
Thanks.
You're welcome. I love callbacks. They're great. And I'm not even in the theater. But regardless, the not quite head bad guy, as we found out last episode, is being restrained with telekinesis other. I then rolled disadvantage and succeeded to pick up both mirrors because I'm taking them upstairs. But I haven't let go of anything except for the mask, which I did hand over to Intuxa because I wasn't touching it. Also, Ebony Veil, and they're wearing a mask. They could have worn a veil. No wonder I get confused about the names.
Yep.
What color was the mask, at least?
Silver. He's wearing black, though.
Oh, that's right. It's metallic. It's not even ebony. Veil is something you put over your face. The thing over your face is shiny and bright?
Mm-hmm.
No wonder Entuxa believes he needs to die for his fashion sense.
Mm-hmm.
Rand isn't quick to...
I am going to give him the mask back.
Well, he would put it back on, but he's being restrained.
I'll help.
You put it on, but it's just a little bit off to one side, so his vision's a little bit obscured?
No. I'll put it back on properly. After all, we want the sense of drama.
Which is sadly lacking otherwise.
Yes. Right now, what I have a sense of is muck.
There's so much muck down here.
We should probably go upstairs.
We should. Shall we?
Surely.
And then...
Squish,
from up ahead.
Squish, 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 squish.
Squelch, squelch, squelch. Which stair sets are you going up?
Well, I probably will go up the closest one, but Sen, dear, would you pick up Mr. Troutian, please?
I was just going to say I should pick up the guy who's sitting on his hand.
Excellent. We're all on the same page.
How do I make an NPC Kool-Aid through the wall?
I have to turn on ghost mode.
There's
a little ghosty icon in the left-hand menu.
Little ghosty icon in the left-hand menu. That's a interesting statement you've just made. There it is.
I told you.
It's in the secondary left-hand menu.
Oh, okay. Not the leftist.
Not the leftist. The right-hand menu of the character token controls, which are in the left menu. Never mind. Yes. Put that one there. I should note that the stairs that are closest to you, Antuxa, you can go up them, but the floor on the...
I will go up the closest stairs that give me actual access to the second floor, to the ground floor.
There's access, if you're willing to edge along the side of it like somebody apparently must have done. Shall I?
I'm not. I'll go up with Sen.
Okay. Let's see. Let me grab everybody and put them where they are going to go.
The GM rolled telekinesis other.
What do you mean?
Rand does not contest.
I only want two. Why do you say I've... Oh, that's why. Never mind. That's fine. I don't mind. Plop and grab Rand. And plop, and grab Sen, and plop, whoops, and ghost mode to drag Sen where Sen should be.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And grab the mirrors. Mirror. Okay, come here. Drawing tools. Drawing tools. I said drawing tools. Thank you. You, and you, and come on, select. Thank you. And there they are. Yay, I did them all. Okay. As you're going up the stairs, you heard the, oh, Antuxa, you down here? It is Sandcast's voice.
Hello, darlings. I'll be up in a minute.
What? You want us down there?
No, I'm coming up to you. It is rather filthy downstairs.
You hear Hurston's voice saying, are you all right, my lady?
Oh, quite well. I'm not sure I can say the same for everybody, but I'm doing fine.
And your wardrobe?
All right, perhaps less fine. Mm. Rand, darling, do you mind?
I was about to try to make the roll anyway. So, please add whatever penalty is necessary because I'm not letting go of the Onyx Abernathy.
You're basically going at a -3 right now because you're juggling... three things.
I'm willing to put the mirrors down for this. I'm just not letting go of the not so villain.
Okay. He is not actually struggling very much because he had an extremely good reaction roll to you people when you were being intimidating. That would be an 18. And the GM went, a lot.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yes.
I thought you rolled an 18.
I did roll an 18, and then I had to figure out what an 18 meant for someone of his fixed opinions.
When someone says they're a Sith Lord, and they use an ability that lets everyone know that, yeah, they are a member of the Sith, and quite powerful. And also the earth shakes a little bit because somebody else was telekinesis othering, but don't mind about that. You tend to react in one of two ways. And one of those, you survive.
It's fair. So, I assume at this point I see all of our friends.
Yep. And they appear to have four bodyguards who are actually not all human, but that's the icon I have, so that's the icon I'm using.
I understand.
So help me, if someone else shows up right now and tries to kill one of them, I'm going to be a little annoyed.
And here, I thought your equanimity knew new bounds. Knew no bounds.
Oh, there are plenty of boundaries. I tend to remove them frequently.
Yeah, that's true. Darlings!
Ah! Says Sankes. And Tuxa, how are you?
What brings you to this dreadful place?
We were invited, remember?
Well, yes, I had hoped you might stay home. Not that I don't enjoy your company, but, well...
Wanted to see what went down.
Sen only recently got rid of the bombs. Well, technically did not get rid of the bombs. They're still there.
Bombs?
Don't play the organ.
Or step there, or there, or stay out of that part of the room, in general.
Correcti, as it happens, steps backwards towards the door, cautiously.
Yeah, I saw that.
Good.
There are some bombs. Have met our friend, the Ebony Veil.
Once.
I slide him over.
Okay. Where are you sliding him to?
Over next to Intuxa. Intuxa just introduced him. You shouldn't be hanging back. It's not polite.
Let me fix everybody's rotation, because unlike Aran, I don't actually want them all around. The Ebony Veil looks somewhat restrained.
Truth in advertising.
Hurston steps forward. I am going to punch him for this runaround that we have been given for...
To be fair, he's a patsy.
I am not a patsy, and the demon will come if only you will all cooperate.
By cooperate, you mean die.
To be fair, he only needed one of you to die, but he didn't care which one.
It's true.
Yeah, that's about what he said.
But again, patsy, someone else
you
is
know
enjoying
that,
the strings.
You know that you two, you're allies now, right? He jerks his chin, being still somewhat restrained, at Sandcast and Brechty. You're allies, and you are going after Manston. You're going to have him die, and then the demon will come.
Sen looks at the assembled people and goes, you're not falling for that, right? I kind of got the impression that you are all a bit smarter than this twit thinks you are.
Kristen is eyeing the other two somewhat warily, but he is not pulling weapons or otherwise. He'll just take a step closer to Intuxa. Barecti rolls his eyes. Sandcast looks, who, me, what I do? Huh? Huh?
Sandcast is not very good at looking innocent, even if he is, huh?
He's not good at looking innocent, but he's managing a tolerable, bewildered, where did that come from?
The band around his hat, his wonderful cowboy hat that he's wearing, appears to be lined in tinfoil to make it look somewhat halo-y. Should probably give that back to the GM.
Of this. He's not innocent. Yes, give me that. That's mine. But he's looking, he's got a certain amount of, and where did this accusation come from? That sure was left field. What?
Regardless, we're assuming that none of you would think this is a good idea. Because those who think bargaining with a demon is a good idea
tend to, if they're lucky, live to regret their choices. Or actually, no, last person I knew who did that probably is not, he wasn't lucky. He wasn't lucky at all. Undead birthday now, isn't he? I believe so.
No, that's not
Hang
quite
on,
fair.
I need a pause. I need a pause.
All right.
We're back.
Go and fix it.
What was I saying?
Deal.
You made a bargain. Fair.
I made a bargain with the last Eldritch entity that we encountered. It didn't turn out well for the Eldritch entity, but I came out just fine. Aside from several holes and a ruined outfit. And I had to walk all that way in the desert.
With a twisted
Many
knee.
Cacti died that day. Bran does not say that in character. He just thinks it very hard.
Oh, yes, and I was injured in that train explosion.
You've had an exciting life, says Hurston, somewhat admiringly.
I've had an exciting last several months.
Sandcast looks impressed. I should have had you tell me more of these stories. So what's with this guy? Who is he?
He is somebody who found some ancient texts in a library and decided that he wanted to rule the galaxy. I don't know who wants to rule the galaxy. You understand that ruling the galaxy means that all day what you have to do is sit there on your throne of skulls and listen to your subjects come up and tell you that they need things like food and shelter and, you know, to live. And you have to arrange it because there's no point in ruling the galaxy if they're all dead. My point is,
nods solemnly.
Being a ruler is boring. You don't want to rule the galaxy. You want just enough power that you can do whatever you want, and nobody more powerful than you really pays attention to you. This is what you need. You need experience in sub rosa operations, unless you're like me, in which case Super Rosa is more appropriate.
Thank Cass. It's like, little eldritch power would be pretty interesting. You gotta get luck somewhere. But...
Well, granted. But I think perhaps summoning a theoretical ancient demon from a carnival mirror is perhaps not the way to go about it.
It's not a carnival mirror.
But you're right. It's a stage magic sideshow mirror.
It's not a sideshow. And it's not stage magic. No one could ever figure out. No one could ever figure out how he did it. That's because it was real. He brought the demon through. It was a Togruta demon, and he was Togruta, so he could do it more easily, or he'd already made the pact. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know how they did it, so it had to be real.
I've examined the mirror. It's the real thing. It's got to be the real thing.
Really?
There's no sign of trickery to it.
I present the mirrors.
Are you levitating the mirrors?
You know what? At this point, I think we're undercover gloves are off for this particular group. Yes, I don't put the mirrors down. I just bring them over.
Let me.
And by that, I mean, I wait patiently for the GM to move the icons over.
They're moved. Since I assume you're not shifting around. They're closer now.
The temptation to have the mirrors rotate around the ebony veil. Yes, I can say it right. I just choose not to. like they're orbiting is strong, but I resist. For I am a being of willpower. He lied.
He points at one of them. Does he get the right one? Let me.
Do you pick door number one or mirror number two? Oh, sorry. Behind that one was a red snapper.
He squints through the rather dim light that is lit only by the very faded last attempts of the little high wall lights. That's a word. Lit by lights. He does, in fact, point to one of them that Antuxa at least can... that's not, quote, her, unquote, mirror. He did get it right. Amazingly.
He had a 50-50 shot.
Probably.
Well, if you say so.
Yes, it's that one.
All right.
That's the real one. The other
one.
The one
I hit.
Yes. It's possible he picked it out because it had more muck on it.
I shuffled them first.
Yes, but which one is dirtier?
Neither. Look, if I can use TK Other to clean Antuxa's outfit, I can use TK Other to wipe off a mirror. I use Space Windex. Spwindex. Which is actually not that good as a mirror cleaner. But never mind.
Uh-huh. Sankas actually does step back as you bring the mirrors over. Wait, what? Ah, Criff, you're not some Jedi or something, are you?
Jedi?
Or something.
Or something.
Correcty. I don't think they're Jedi. Sankas. Well, then who else goes floating things around?
There's a pretty obvious answer to that question.
Eh?
I am...
Don't worry about
it. IQ minus 5. Ran has a poop-eating grin on his face. He's trying very hard not to laugh out loud. Like, so close to making a deduction. So close. Keep going. You're almost there.
Really? You're wearing, like, white robes. He gesticulates at Antuxa. I mean, I knew you had the powerful, but...
We don't actually have a dress code. I'm wearing a Spawian print shirt.
Except on special occasion.
Yes. What they said.
Antuxa makes a gesture, disappears, and then reappears in the midst of Sankas and Barekti.
Ah, Griff! Sankas jumps. Don't worry do about that.
I'm just your spooky supernatural friend. And I'm sorry for startling you.
Ah, Criff, it's just force cruft.
Well, yeah, these are the simple tricks. You're right.
He looks very disappointed.
We're saving the big guns for this person's supplier.
Supplier? Hurston goes, supplier? Supplier of what?
Bad ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. No, it's not a bad idea. I was researching this. I had the mirror.
You keep going over the same things over and over again. They don't contradict our life experiences.
Let the ritual be finished.
Yes.
Just pick one. One of them
and
has to be
annoying
to you. And
you'd be in a world of hurt for it.
Pick one of them. You'll see.
Does it have to be one of them?
Yes.
Last time we had to pick someone... It was one of the antagonizers. That's right now only you.
It's in their blood. It's in their blood. When one of them dies, the demon will be fed and will come through.
I don't want a demon. And I want the blood to stay where it is. Thank you very much. There are no buckets here.
When are you going to let me live that down?
It's a shared trauma. I didn't bring up the bottle until just now.
You had to bring up the bottle.
Sankas asks in a somewhat, he knows he shouldn't. What was in the bottle?
We'll tell you sometime when you haven't eaten.
Let's just say there's a reason I don't drink wine.
Why?
I love that you keep using that line. I absolutely love that you keep using that line.
Yeah, I have no idea why anyone decided they wanted a bottle of vomit, but they did.
Now you took
Actually,
all the mystery
I think
out of it.
It turned into wine when we left.
Yeah, it wasn't very good wine.
Yeah. So
it was rather
it wasn't
spoiled.
Really a bottle of vomit so much as weird
bottle that would make you vomit.
Happened.
And Ram will side-eye the mob bosses and mention, this is an aside, we didn't drink any of it. Regardless. I think I speak for the majority here when I say everyone's blood should stay where it currently is, with the understanding that it continues to circulate.
Barekti sort of lifts his one hand, you know, halfway, couple of fingers up with the excuse me, universal excuse me gesture.
The floor recognizes Sankas.
That's not who just raised
Barekti. Oh, Barekti. The character Barekti. Would not have made that mistake.
Okay. Despite the darkness.
I think I can tell them apart in the darkness. I hope.
Yes.
They have different silhouettes.
Probably. Unless you're still wearing your sunglasses, in which case, it might be a little difficult.
I wear my sunglasses at night.
Yes, and bump into walls.
That's what telekinesis other is for. There are no walls. only hallways and collapsed buildings. Besides, a question was asked. Well, the attempt of a question is being made.
That ritual we did, when does it wear off? My blood's still weird. The Autodoc does not like it.
Rand starts to side-eye the ebony specter.
He shrugs.
There you have it.
I think perhaps you weren't meant to survive long enough to find out.
Undoubtedly.
Anyway, have any of you seen a fellow with a scarlet, a mask with a scarlet stripe down the center?
Everyone shakes their heads. One of the guards looks thoughtful.
Young man, do you have something to say to the class?
Sounds familiar.
May I have your permission to be a bit more intrusive? I think it would be illuminating.
Sir?
I promise it will not hurt a bit.
He looks to Barekti. Sir, I'm on duty.
I can't answer for you, dear.
Barekti contemplates this. I'll trust Zancast's people to cover for you. Go ahead, let her do it. He grimaces. The guard grimaces and obviously steals himself.
I'm picking a guard at random.
Well, the only one who said that was, I actually labeled him, see? He's the thoughtful one over here.
I don't see their names.
See labels.
It's
there's,
showing.
There's one that we can't mouse over. It's showing for the GM.
But I made it so that it would mouse for everyone, I thought. Display name, always for everyone. Update token. It's the one closest to Barekti.
Okay.
I don't know why it's not showing for you.
I can't even mouse over that one. I can mouse over the others and they show hostile. But that one I can't mouse over. Regardless.
Okay, I will make
this is not a fight
secret.
We need to have with Foundry. Hey, showed up.
Secret apparently means... Hello, critical success on the mind probe.
You know what the weather was like on the day they were born.
I assume that you're looking for signs of the person in the black mask with the red stripe down it that said that this is all a trap and when the guns come out, he should start shooting everyone except his boss.
Yes.
That one.
So what do I find out about that? No. Okay. Well, that's fascinating.
He was not told that he should forget who told all of... that he should forget the person in the mask. He was told that this conversation is not a problem, but he should forget that he had the conversation.
Oh, my.
The person in the mask was simply someone who was authorized to talk to him. You can tell there's been... a fair amount of mind trickery going on as one expert to another. In fact, that's actually an interesting question. The person who did it is probably, what's your skill? Let me dig it up. The person who did it is probably not as skilled as you are, but they are quite competent.
My favorite that was part Noah is my 18 and My 18 in mind tricks is will plus zero.
Yeah.
You could always do a strength-based mind tricks.
That's where you pick them up by the front of the shirt and shake them in the air and tell them things.
That's Fezzik jogging the albino's memory.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna remember this, huh?
Well, let's just say that someone here has been very well primed to... start targeting everyone who's not his boss.
Very well. And the specific wording was, this is a trap when the shooting starts.
Mm-hmm, basically.
Shoot everybody except your boss.
Yep.
We're going to need your gun and your badge.
He doesn't have a badge.
Here's a badge. I'll give it back.
Thank you, darling. You've been most helpful.
I have.
You have. I truly appreciate your help. I'm very sorry for the headache. It will go away shortly.
That feels terrible. Sen. That's why people hate Sith.
Yes.
And usually people hate Sith because we stab people.
I protest. I hardly ever stab anyone.
But I'm afraid I do have to ask. Which one of you is supposed to start shooting?
The others look baffled.
You see, young man here has graciously informed me that this is a trap.
What if it's one of the cops?
Oh, that's possible. In which case, nobody here knows anything about it. But
Hurston is scowling thoughtfully.
But if it was a trap, clearly you would have told them all to stay home.
Well, we can't get everything we want. It is notable that you, dear, and she points to Barekti, he's been told to keep alive.
He's one of my men. He's one of my bodyguards I tapped for this.
Yes,
but I don't know how hard it is to do things, but wouldn't he fight it harder if it was something that conflicted with his job?
Maybe.
If he likes his job.
Question is, did he get to Sandcast's people or Hurston's over there as well?
It's an excellent question. I could go around the room, but it would be so much more convenient. If you've been suborned by a man in a mask with a scarlet stripe, raise your hand. Not you, Ebony. We know.
I'm not suborned. And whoever is living after this gets power. Aren't you people all tired of being pawns for these...
Stabby, you're not in this scene.
I was watching Lord Stabby.
Lord Stabby walks away dejectedly.
Lord Stabby cannot walk. Lord Stabby is a mouse droid with a lightsaber strapped.
It's a mouse droid with a lightsaber duct taped to it. Of course it's going to move away sadly. It makes sad little beeping noises. Anyway,
Ebony Vale is attempting to convince the various bodyguards that they absolutely, positively want to...
Then shrugs off their poncho and starts rolling it up. Very, pointedly.
I'm not sure. I don't think Ebony Vale notices.
All right. In that case, if he is going to keep doing this, I'm going to shove it into his mouth.
I mean, the whole poncho, it depends on how thick it is. But yeah, you can get a certain amount of it sort of. Bodyguards do not look like they are impressed with Ebony Vale or wishing to assist.
All right.
Other question. What the criff are the cops out there doing anyway?
Letting everyone in, obviously.
Apparently.
That is an excellent question.
There are cops out there?
You didn't see them
when you arrived.
Esperecti.
So the answer is criffing off.
There are a few on the around the side and back.
Well, to be fair, they knew there were bombs in here and knew the bomb squad wasn't coming.
Oh, hello, boys. Are these more of yours?
That's right. Fix their tokens. You may now hover their tokens.
Bodyguard and their twin brother, also bodyguard.
Well, it's you're a doing a fine business. Job.
Give me a perception roll while you're out there. Made by 5. As you are peering back and forth down the street, at the corner appears, oh, hey, it's the ditzy blonde who was dating Sandcast.
Oh, yeah. What was her name?
Cassie.
Cassie. I thought so.
Let's just take everyone who is even remotely involved in this and put them together in the same room, why don't we? I'm not actually complaining about this. I'm not out there to see her.
When she gets here, go ahead and let her in.
If you say so, ma'am.
Well, it does seem we're about to have a guest.
Another one. Could we meet somewhere where there aren't explosives under the floor?
Hey, I made the explosives stop talking to the things that were going to trigger them. But
yes,
yeah, there's explosives.
But there are other ways to make them go boom. I was reading this Jawa's autobiography, and it's thoroughly detailed.
Sandcast, we're about to be paid a visit by your lady friend.
Huh? Which one?
The blonde from the restaurant.
Oh!
Which one?
Cassie?
Oh, if she's our tax evader, that'll be fun.
I thought so.
Probably not fun for you, sorry.
Oh, yes, but my apologies.
Oh, yeah, also, if we start having a lightsaber duel, please don't shoot, I'll shoot into melee.
Correct. If we start having a lightsaber duel, I'm going to leave.
That is an excellent plan.
Good idea.
Yes. I support this plan. Ran eyeballs the walls to see which one would possibly be best to remove to expedite people leaving quickly.
I think that will expedite cops coming in, if they still are out there.
No, if we want people to leave, we don't want cops coming in. They should stay out, too. They probably won't come in. They have already been informed there's bombs in here. I don't think any cop is on the payroll with enough money.
To view the sheet for this token.
Uh-huh. Fascinating.
I got the same message.
I got that, too.
Were you trying to change the map, or were you adding a token?
I wasn't doing anything. My hand wasn't even on the mouse.
I was referring to Beth.
I know.
I was changing a
there it goes again.
Character. Okay. Yep. No, I'm not going to import character data. No. No, I was changing it, not importing it. That's strange. You hear a couple of voices. One of them is saying, all right, who goes there? And there's a little high-pitched giggle. And then there's a criff.
Then is drawing their lightsaber.
There's the sound of a slug thrower.
I don't think she gave them time to say yes. Here, I'm
Brexy is gonna, going to take. Why don't we go into combat time? Would everyone like to be in combat time?
I would, but no. We've also been playing for almost exactly an hour.
You know, we should probably take a break.
Don't forget to roll initiative for Lord Stabby. Look, Uno? All I'm saying is they should have something over there for Lord Stabby. They're a valuable member of the team, and that table is much shorter than it used to be.
You have heard a gunshot. You have heard, well, anyone who can anybody see there? Oh, okay, that's right. Well, okay, you heard a gunshot. You heard some yelling and swearing.
As Sen has advanced, and I think I remember drawn their lightsaber, and Tuxa will take a step back.
Okay.
Anyone who doesn't might be taking a step down.
Yes.
Oh, it doesn't make a noise when I hit start encounter. Boo.
I don't think I've ever heard a sound when I press start encounter.
Used to go dun dun dun.
Yeah, it used to. That might have been something we did. It was the ready check sound.
Yeah. I don't know.
Regardless, it's the Ebony Vale's turn.
Ebony Vale is still, I presume, being restrained by Ran.
Armed and ready to fire, yes. Ran is. Ebony Vale is the projectile.
He is looking... Well, okay, you put his mask back on him. So what he is looking is interested and hopeful.
Put his mask back on him? That means I kind of stuffed something in his mouth. Wait, no, did his mask have a mouth open?
Technically, it was a full one, but you could certainly pull the mask off a little bit and shove the thing in and then let the mask snap back down.
The mask is like sticking out just a little bit because it's still sticking out of his mouth, which makes it harder for him to spit it out.
I mean, he looks hopeful. He can't say anything.
If you don't want me to throw you like a projectile, just use your words. I'm not hearing a no. That's not canon. That is not canon. Anyway, it's their turn. They look thoughtful. On to the thoughtful bodyguard.
Thoughtful bodyguard. Thoughtful bodyguard, can you actually see what's going on? No, you can't. Barekti moved away pretty quickly, so bodyguard is standing between Barekti and the noise, because that's what bodyguards do. This one just finished dodging and is probably going to be spending a turn drawing a weapon. Dun, dun, dun. Next one. CB. That one's taking a step forwards and going, sir, get behind me. This one is kind of annoyed because there's people between him and, well, he's going to be doing a certain amount of the same thing of, sir, get behind me.
Get down, Mr. President.
Yeah, something like that. This is why I don't like Combat Crash, because there are too many combatants. Because it was only plausible that they would have people and bring them in and not leave all of them outside.
Clearly you need to use swarm tactics. Bodyguard swarms 1 and 2.
It's a thought. You can actually see what's going on, can't you?
In this room.
Yes. No, I'm just saying that this person actually has a
view. Oh, you're talking about bodyguard Burr C.
Yeah. One of Barekti's boys takes a step and is drawing a weapon. Do you have fast draw? No, you don't, you poor fellow. What a shame. Okay, poor fellow, no fast draw. Takes a step. The other one is out there and is going to move that way. Barekti, standing pat where he is, because it's dark and everything's weird. Sen!
What do your tiefling eyes see? Yes, I know you're not a tiefling. That's besides the point.
I feel like this is going to be a joke about ranged bite attacks again. I am going to make a step. Apparently, I can now see the gal.
She's wearing a dress that is not quite skimpy, but it's certainly a dress that you'd go if you were going to go on a date with someone. Covered by a, well, partly covered by a raincoat that is, well, it was evidently big enough, or the pockets were, that now she's got a couple of pistols in her hand.
She's dual wielding?
Apparently, one in each hand. She has her head sort of cocked in this kind of, oh, huh, look. She appears to be tracking someone who is not quite in your field of view. Probably one of the guards who was left outside.
Was anything done to restrain the bodyguard that was told to start shooting people once the shooting started?
Nope.
I would like to use telekinesis other to steal that bodyguard's gun.
With a crit success, you have yeeted his gun. He goes,
sorry!
Hey, but...
Sorry, people who've been brain screwed don't get to shoot people.
Half
sorry.
The bodyguards look sad. The other half look relieved.
As a show of good faith, I will hand the gun to Barekti. Just, you know.
You'll have to toss it to him. He's over there behind the one you stole
it
from.
I yoinked the gun with a critical success. Can't I,
Yes, you could drop it into his hand.
Yeah.
He does indeed take it and holds it carefully with the... Someone who is quite reasonably competent, but not like expert.
Yeah, that's fair. Lex, permission to update token and parent scene. I was passing the turn. It is Sandcast's turn.
Okay, oh, you pass the turn. You can pass the turn. Sandcast reaches out, grabs the one who's right next to him, and reaches out his hand for the other one, says, boys, give me your guns. I can't trust you haven't been brain screwed.
Why are we calling it that? I have concerns.
Because you take your brains and you twist them in like, you know, walls, bolts, screws.
Yeah.
I've seen that happen. That's not what this is. Still disturbing, but it's a different flavor of disturbing. Why did I use the word flavor? I have so many regrets.
It's all screwed around the wrong way now.
Twisted up like a corkscrew.
Right.
Right. I'm going
I
to
thought
throw
it made sense.
Anyway, boys, get over here, and we're not shooting anybody except don't shoot Cassie. She doesn't do combat.
Okay, Rand. So she's on the list of people who don't get to have guns anymore.
Rand, your turn.
The first step to being on the list of people who get to have guns is not wanting to use the guns. Let's see. Well, as luck would have it, I don't have line of sight. So I'm going to... How far can I move?
Five.
Five.
Is what we've been doing.
Okay. I'm going to move.
That's because
three.
That's what his move is, basic move.
And I can see her. And she's dual wielding, as I've been told, but now I can see that. Yep. Decisions. Do I follow through with my forestated plan of projectile ebony veil? Or do I decide disarming is the better form of valor? Or I can bring him back, regardless. That's not currently throwing. Or do I just bring her over to have a word with Antuxa about, I don't want to say it this way, brain screwing?
Well, if you don't want to say it that way, stop saying it that way.
You started it.
Brain.
Here's my attempt. I am going to try to bring her over with her arms held at her sides. I'm not holding the mirrors up anymore. I set them down a while ago. But
you are still at a penalty because of hanging on to Ebony Vale.
Yes.
I need to check something in my people not yet appearing. Thank goodness for that particular Did you manage to do anything?
I am not rolling search. That's a different skill. I am not using lightning. Why do I even have that ability? I will make this roll, understanding that you're going to apply the penalty once you decide what the penalty is. Made by 10.
Okay. Small penalty because you are hanging on to that. Still made by a lot.
Now kissed. Wait, no. Wrong fiction.
Definitely the wrong fiction.
Anyway, I'm just trying to bring her in past the threshold. Maybe a little bit past Sen so that she doesn't lose a leg along the way. I didn't forget that.
You can either bring her in or you can clamp her arms to her sides. There's something weird about her. She feels slippery in your grasp.
I will clamp her arms to her sides. There's other things in play. This is interesting. Not the good kind of interesting. I haven't had a telekinesis tussle like this since, oh, you know when.
Oh, Criff.
Anyway, arms at her sides. Now let's all think about not using slug throwers. They're crude, primitive weapons.
And also harder to parry with your lightsaber.
From Why would I parry with a lightsaber? Why would I parry with a lightsaber? I'm going to block those bullets with my brain. Wait, no, phrasing.
Oh, you didn't hear my extended chortle.
No, we did.
It came through.
Bits of it. Only bits of it.
A mere fraction of your true power.
Yes, it's pathetic. You've moved, you've actioned, you've dialogued, but not quite monologued. Cassie's up. Cassie sort of goes tug, tug, think, think. Sandcass, honey, I gotta talk to ya. And Tuxa.
Can I make an IQ roll to remember that's not my action? Or is that my action?
It's just remembering. It depends on what you're remembering.
I want to remember the appearance of the person who introduced themselves as Darth Zygel.
Oh, that's easy. You've got a Dedic.
Yes.
The appearance of Zygel, honestly, let me see if I can find the... There they are. I will pull out the token that I used and plonk it next to you. This is just a remembery.
Okay. I'm specifically comparing the features to Cassie's features.
For one thing, Cassie's human, and the so-called Zygel that you saw is Sith.
Oh, okay. Well, Then I'm not going to bother with the rest of it.
Give me 1/2 second, the cat demands, and he's 20. Be right back.
I don't even go before the cat in the initiative.
The problem with finding gifs of people dual-wielding pistols is that there's a lot of flashes in them.
Yeah. That is a problem.
Oh, this isn't pistols, but...
Feline emergency dealt with. Okay, I will invisible the... not actually appearing in this movie. We will now go plunk over there. Yeah, the Zygel, alleged Darth Zygel, you people talked to, was a scruffy... disheveled, glowing eyes, red skinned, black hair, not particularly, does not look like someone who could be impersonating Cassie.
Okay.
So.
But of course, that might not be Darth Zygel.
I will also note that you're in your memory, and took, when you've been doing precog, when you've been trying to mind probe people, it's hard to tell because of the full face mask, you know, the body robes, etc. But the person in people's memories also does not seem to match the Zygel you talked to briefly.
Yeah.
It's mysteries. Who knows? Did someone leave their apprentice there to pretend that they were Zygel? Did someone send their apprentice to pretend that they're Zygel?
It's 10 p.m. Well, do you know where your Zygel is?
Yeah.
No, we don't. That's the problem.
Well, the real Zygel, please stand up. No, I'm Spartacus.
Please stand up. Please stand up. Every bodyguard says, I'm Zygel. We already know someone messed with your brains.
She is not coming in the building.
She's not being dragged into the building anyway. She's had her arms grabbed by her sides and...
My options were make her stop shooting or bring her into the building. I decided not to bring her within firing range of all of us.
I understood that.
Yeah.
But then her turn came and went and she didn't move into the building like I expected her to.
I'm not sure she can move so by holding her arms at her sides.
You're hanging on to her. It's possible she just didn't think of it. She didn't There's move that. In any case. Antuxa, you can turn invisible if you desire.
Yeah, I think I'll do that.
You are invisible, made by 7. Do you wish to move from your location?
No.
Okay. Not that anyone knows. Oh, the bodyguard who had his gun yoinked is backing away in a bodyguardish fashion to stand between his boss and danger. He doesn't look happy about it. Bodyguard Bercy. Okay, who's next? H2. Do I shoot her, boss? Yells one of the bodyguards.
She can't shoot Hurston. Anyone right now. But if someone could keep the ebony veil from running away, that would be good too.
Okay, they'll have to do that on a different turn. Yes, Ebony Veil got his turn cut short. He can't do anything. You want me to come in, boss? Hurston says, no, keep anybody else out. The other bodyguard of Sandcass's steps over and hands his gun to Sandcass, saying, I don't like this, boss. Yeah, me either. Sandcass now has a gun in each of his hands. One who already handed over his gun will walk over and grab Ebony Veil by the arm.
All right, now I'm going to be operating without penalty. You can't, not much you can't hear me cracking my knuckles.
Good. Hurston moves to the other side of Ebony Veil and grabs his arm. This bodyguard is going to make a roll for me. And he takes a step back and has his gun out.
Uh-oh.
Currently aimed mostly at the ground. Next up, you can't see what that one's doing. Berekti holds position. Sen!
Well, I guess that what I should probably do is start heading out so I can escort her in.
Okay. Do you step into view? She goes,
hey, I remember you. Is Sandcast in there?
I think that's a question for when your brain's not all full of shooting people.
I can't shoot anybody. I'm scared of guns.
Yeah, I know. So let's make sure you don't shoot anybody, yeah?
Okay.
And that's as far as I can move, I believe.
All right, any actions?
Not unless I can use that to go faster.
If you're approaching and talking, it might be a little bit difficult, but you...
Yeah, so no.
You could do a... you've got some physical adept skills, don't you?
Yeah, I won't adept. Use them. I am just approaching.
Okay. Sandcass. Yeah, she does not sound great. He steps behind his unarmed bodyguard with the guns, but, you know. Ran!
Yeah, they say Chuhar is watching something approach. In this case, Chuhar is watching Sen approach. And I'm going to help. I'm going to try to move Cassie to be adjacent to Sen so that Sen doesn't have to travel all the way there. But can, in fact, just imagine, if you will, levitating Cassie just a little bit off the ground to move her so Sen can just sort of lightly push her in the direction that's necessary to escort her in.
Give me a roll. Let's see how much you make it by.
That's the thought process. And that's not my best roll, but I did make it by 9.
You made it by 9. She's very
without
slippery
a penalty
still.
This time.
Without a penalty.
So technically that's better.
The secret penalty that is in effect still is still in effect. You can do this, but you'll have to let go of her arms.
I do not let go of her arms. I am very much pro no shooting people.
There's definitely something weird and slippery about her.
Be careful, Sen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having difficulty bringing her over and holding her arms down. It'd be much nicer if she didn't have those guns.
Great, she's possessed. Wonderful.
Anything else you want to do, Ren?
Let's see, looking at my placement, I think that's a good spot to be. Just a couple yards over.
Okay. See, I'm not possessed. I'm a free woman.
Whatever possessed you with that idea?
Huh?
I don't say that out loud. That is not canon.
I don't know why anybody thinks I'm possessed. I just need to talk to San.
She takes a step forward. And Tuxa stands in the doorway, invisibly.
Yes, I'm not doing anything yet.
Okay.
And Tuxa walking around invisible is like walking through a house where you know there's a cat in there that's going to be underfoot sometime. You just don't know when or where.
I mean, Antuxa is kind of like a cat in many ways.
Antuxa, get out of the box. Antuxa, we need to go. Get out of the box.
Now, Ran, you could just carry it. Anything else, Antuxa?
The box is the current outfit.
No, that's my turn.
Okay. Ebony Vale attempts to break free. Ebony Vale fails to break free.
Question mark versus question mark. Who will win? Battle of the Ages.
Let's see if anybody makes crit failure. That'd be hilarious. Ooh, I said as much, didn't I? He manages to yank free. Hang on, real life intruding. I forgot to put away some of the groceries that were not refrigerator necessary. And no one else put them away. And now they're in the way. Right, okay. Where was I? Oh, yes. Hurston loses his grip on Ebony Vale and slips and basically, let me see, what's one? Hold it, command, hold it, come on. Just because I lock orientation that way doesn't mean I don't want to change the orientation. Son of a billy goat. He falls on his backside terribly ignominiously. The floor goes creak and crack underneath him a bit. Okay. Good crit failures there. Excellent. Excellent job. Nothing there with our thoughtful bodyguard. This one does not aware that his boss just had problems and backs away from Sin and Cassie. His gun is drawn, but he is not aiming it at anyone in particular. Stays in front of his boss. Stays hanging on the floor. Going to have to spend a turn getting up. Stays with the gun not aimed at anything in particular except the ground. Sen! A lot of people are just standing pat. Thank goodness.
It is that tense part before anyone... Well, I was going to say before anyone starts shooting, but some shooting did happen. It's just that now we're all sort of being tense and waiting for more shooting to happen or not happen.
Exactly. You managed to grab the person who was doing shooting.
I'm going to approach her, and I'm going to try to take her guns away.
Give me a strength roll.
Can I roll combat adept to help?
That would make sense, yes.
I'm supposed to spend a fatigue for that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Generally at the end of the combat, but yeah. Oh, that's nice. How much of a boost did you just get on that one?
Well, I made it by 6. How much of a boost does that translate to?
You're gonna make me look up the stuff. Made by 6
yeah.
is huge.
You could always do what I do, in which case you reinvent a different set of rules because you can't be bothered to look it up, but come up with something that's more convoluted and works less.
I think I'd rather not do that.
Well, fine.
Where did I leave my combat adept stuff? There it is. Keep balance, strength in combat. Looks like it's a DOS. Boosts you get a bonus to your, you get plus 6 to your strength roll.
Oh, good. My strength isn't very good, so.
Made by 3.
Let's see how the quick contest goes.
Yes, let's see how the quick contest goes.
In Sen's defense,
I'm hoping having her arms pinned will hinder her, but.
You can get one of the guns away, but it is extremely difficult, and you're not sure if you didn't break one of her fingers doing it.
Fingers fix.
The weird thing is that she just sort of goes, oh.
We're just trying to remove the scary guns.
I don't have any scary guns.
You have half as many as you did before, so you're getting more correct.
Hun, I think you got dosed with something. We're gonna get you in and have you sit down, okay?
Vancast, you're gonna make me an IQ roll? Yeah, you're gonna make me an IQ roll. Did you fail your IQ roll? No, pretty good. Sandcast is taking a step better. Okay, Ran.
I would like to take the other gun.
Okay.
Made by 15.
You're letting go. Mm-hmm, I assume you're letting go of her to do this.
I'm definitely letting go of the arm that doesn't have a gun.
Okay.
But I need to hold on to the arm with the gun because that's part of taking the gun out of the hand. Prying the fingers open.
You'll have to let go of both her arms to do this. She's slippery. It's like
I imagine
your brain
the gun
doesn't...
is less slippery.
That's true.
I would like
you can
to
just
give,
sort of...
I would like to give the other gun to Sen.
I have a lightsaber in one hand and a gun in the other. What
you,
do you,
you have
imagine
an open mouth and a willingness to do bite attacks.
No.
Fine. I'd like to bring the other gun into the building and I don't know, maybe pinch it between my fingers and go, what do I do with this?
You can grab the gun. You can pull the gun. She's not letting go of the gun.
Well, that's fine. Then I will bring the gun into the building and I won't have to worry about bringing her into the building because I'm succeeding on that if she doesn't let go of the gun. It's like she's holding on to one of those things on a conveyor belt that slowly rotates things through, hanging from it.
There is going to be a little problem here. And the
ceiling
problem
height?
Is Antuxa.
I don't know about this problem. The player knows about this problem.
No.
Ran is blissfully ignorant about this problem.
Antuxa, make a dodge roll. There's a eeping blonde ditz being dragged towards you by a gun. Are you at a -1 to dodge?
Ranged bite attack.
Oh. We're going to ignore that. You succeed
actually,
on a dodge. You may.
I know why. Ellie was measuring things.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yep.
My dodge is 9. I rolled a 10.
Yes, but... Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought you rolled a 9 ahead of... All right. Ran, there's a sudden collision.
Oh. Boom. Sorry.
Antuxa, you may want to make a attempt to maintain your concentration, but you've kind of been hit by a lot of... You're going to flicker. The
in
question
my defense,
is if you flicker
I didn't...
come uninvised.
In my defense, I didn't say I was moving her at speed.
No, but how fast were you intending to move her? If you were trying to get her all the way to your get the gun all the way to your location in one turn.
I see what you're saying. I wasn't trying to smack her into things, but at the same time, distance, but velocity and acceleration and et cetera, et cetera. I get it.
Mm-hmm. You're moving about 12 yard yoink. And that's moved 12 in 1 second. For some reason I thought that all right. My eyes deceive me. Antuxa, give me an invisibility roll. It's your turn anyway.
I thought it was Cassie's turn.
Cassie has just collided with you. This is what is occupying her.
Okay. I had intended to drop the invisibility this turn anyway.
Okay. Well, you have.
And Tuxa hangs on to Casey and goes for a ride.
Yeah. Give me a strength roll for remaining upright because this is not the sort of collision where everybody can sort of dexterously, you know, it's a slam. Just made it. Rand, you stop pulling at Cassie and the gun when you see an Antuxa managing to brace herself and catch a Cassie and not fall over.
I'm pretty sure that Rand would definitely pause doing this, but what he's trying to make sure the gun is pointing up so that it's not pointing at anyone in particular.
Okay. You had a good success there, so.
Sorry. Didn't see you there. Which I suppose was the point.
Ah, good. You've saved me a trip.
Oh.
Crit success for mind tricks.
Probe.
Mind probe.
Mind probe.
That's twice. Okay. She does not have a hugely strong will. Her will has been entirely subsumed by some kind of ritual that is... You're pretty sure that somewhere, some Sith is sitting cross-legged in the middle of a ritual circle and maintaining some kind of protections on her. And she basically does, in fact, have orders to come in and shoot anyone she sees.
No, open the door and come in. I talked over Ellie.
Well, goody.
Hi.
Hello, dear.
Is Sandcast cheating on me?
By no means.
What do I need to roll to avoid coughing right now? Acting minus five?
Acting would be IQ minus five. Will roll.
Rand coughs. Sorry, it's very dusty in here.
It's the mold spores.
Must be.
Anything else, Antuxa? I mean, you got your probe off. Any comments before swapping?
No.
You have a definite, mind probe. Tiny Vale continues to see if he can escape. Come on. Why am I not being able to open that character sheet? I'm the GM.
Mr. Vale, if you try to run, I'm going to have to stop you. You won't like that.
Anybody going to get a crit failure here? Why am I not being able to open character sheets?
The game is becoming self-aware. It's resisting.
That's a problem. Well, if I remember what it is, let's see if I can roll if I get along. Well, that's... Now I need that one. Oh, come the criff on. Oh, I know why it's doing that. Never mind. Minus two. Okay, miss one. All right. That's why. There we go. Yes, that works. Okay. It's hold fast. Hold steps back so that he's between his boss and the threat. This is what he gets paid for. Continues to hang on. Manages to... Oops, wrong one. Hurston climbs to his feet, grumpily. Ew. Okay, that's good. Not doing anything out there. Sten, somebody just got yanked past you.
Yeah.
By the gun hand.
You know, I feel like if I try to get in there and take the gun away... That's getting dangerous with how many people are.
And the gun is being held sort of up, pointing at the ceiling somewhat above her head.
Yeah.
You'd have a better shot of taking the hand off the gun versus taking the gun out of the hand. But it's also going to be in an awkward position.
Yeah, and don't also say it like that.
I mean, Sen, Saber.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that. But I don't want to suggest that.
I'm not doing it. She's a ditz who's getting mind controlled.
Yeah.
You're just up behind her now. Anything else
that
you care to do?
I'm just up behind her now. No, I am... My intent is that I am ready if something happens and she tries to shoot someone or kick someone in the face. Or I guess I'm taking a defensive... action.
A wait. Wait till she
or
does.
Or a wait.
Yeah. Sure, we'll call it a wait.
Okay.
Sandcats calls from behind his bodyguard, "No, honey, I'm not cheating on ya. Don't worry. This was totally business."
He's quite right, although for his safety he was told to stay home.
Yeah, I was gonna wait there. But he wasn't there. And I waited and waited and he wasn't there.
Your turn, Rand. He's taking
Hello, gun arm, my old friend. I've come to yoink at you again. Made by 16. Come on.
Well, let's see if we can make the... You're lifting her off of her feet as she clings to it as if her hand were someone else's.
Oh, for Criff's sake. New plan, next turn, if I am not doing anything else, I am just taking the ammo out of the gun. If I have to do that by discharging it repeatedly, so be it. Fine, you can have your toy, but I'm taking the batteries.
The worst idea. Cassie, what are you about to do?
You cut out because it sounded like you said, the worst idea.
No, I said, Cassie, what are you about to do? Not the worst idea? The worst idea? Something like... It's certainly an idea.
It is an idea, and Ran is getting frustrated.
Cassie is looking very thoughtful and sort of padding around and trying to find if she has anything else in her raincoat pocket.
Oh,
that is her turn. And Tuxa, I do believe that you go after. Yes, you do.
Shield generator.
Can I spend fatigue to bump that up?
You can spend fatigue to bump that up. It's a post bump, so I believe it's going to be 2 fatigue per 1 boost, if I recall.
Okay.
Delicious at home, that was ritual shielding.
Yes, 2 for 1 for a failure one. Ritual shielding. You can make that a success. It'll be a success by exact.
I'll dump a couple more points into it.
Okay.
You are now shielded from rituals.
Total of 6 fatigue spent.
Okay, so that means a success by 2?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if that's going to be appropriate for what's going on. You compete will to will, practically mind to mind, except through the venue of the force and this ditzy focus of a ritual. And after a great deal of pushing, it feels like an eternity. You have the sense of some very angry, glaring red eyes as you force the presence, the will, away from her as you break the bonds. And for just a moment, Cassie's own eyes flash red and then roll up in the back of her head as she lets go of the gun and faints.
And here, you're up.
I guess my weight was I am going to catch her.
See if I can unlock the artwork so that I can turn her sideways. Thump. Then juggles lightsaber and gun and catches the suddenly unconscious blonde.
And now there's just a gun hovering 6 feet off the ground.
Yeah, pretty much. Honestly, it probably sort of goes boing upwards a little bit and thumps into the ceiling.
That keeps happening.
Mr. Vale.
All right.
I'm no longer preoccupied if you intend to run. Keep that in mind.
Well, I've made someone very angry. Hooray for me.
Does today end in Y?
I don't know. What do they call days here?
I believe days.
But don't worry, Sandcass. Our young Cassie has merely fainted. She'll be all right after a minute or two.
As he says, oh, good. Ah, good. You do get a dodge. Let's see if you'll crit fail this one. Hurston throws himself basically practically to the ground again as Ebony Vale manages to pull out a dagger and tries to stab him.
Oh, for Criff's sake. I am one with the Force. The Force is with me, and you're going to learn what that means.
Wrong mantra.
I saw it in a vid once.
You're doing what you think you're doing? Yeah, you're going to try. The bodyguard who is hanging on to the Ebony Vale, although not enough to keep him from doing the stab attack, punches him and then swears and shakes out his free hand that he used to punch because he just punched a metal mask.
You go for the body.
Yeah, well, he was doing a punch.
I'm going for all of him. But that will be my turn's up.
Hershen goes, "Criff, does he have a gun too?" The bodyguard next to Rand, who still has his gun, brings it up and is starting to, except for that there's people in the way. He's not actually aiming it at anyone yet, but he looks like he's pointing his attention over to where Ebony Vale and company are.
Your plan, C. Good for you.
Sen, you have a lot of collapsed blonde in your arms.
I would like to bring her in and set her down so that I can deal with the stabby guy. And that is my action, I believe.
Okay.
Though I will move a little bit more after I set her down.
I think you can only... Let's see, what's the total on that? That was 3 5 yards. Total
and
5.
And then I
okay.
move 2 more, yes.
I see it. All right. Stankas also steps away hastily.
Good man.
Ran!
What shape is the ceiling in?
Flat.
That one.
Mostly
do.
Flat. Arch. A few holes here and there that...
How high up?
Okay, so that's about 12 to 15.
I would like to put a hole in the ceiling with the Ebony Vale's face.
Aw, as you wish. You're going to have to yank him out of the bodyguard's grip, though.
I don't think that's going to be a problem. I'm pretty sure the guard is not prepared for sudden vertical acceleration.
But entirely possible.
Especially after reacting to punching a metal face.
Yeah, well.
You go for the body. For example, lifting from right under the arms. Like this.
Made by 9.
How slippery is he?
He is not slippery the way that Cassie was.
This is going to be cathartic.
Are you going to be spending any fatigue to make sure that you are doing this was sufficient, or are you taking enough of a penalty? Where is my...
Beth, you know this. Crash looks directly at the camera. I never spend fatigue. Crash looks back.
Then you're going... Let's find out how much damage you're doing. Where's the flinging table? There's the flinging table. I assume that you wish to do a sufficient amount of damage as per how much... By taking a penalty, which you made by 9.
Doing damage by smacking him into the ceiling is a wonderful thought, but he's also going to fall back down again. And for that, it's simply him understanding
gravity.
The gravity of the situation. Yes. I don't need to spend fatigue. The planet will do it for me.
Do you want me to roll the damage or do you want to roll the damage?
How am I rolling this?
It's going to be, let's see, using the...
And don't
table
forget,
for dropping
what goes up
people
is coming down. Going. Yep.
Indeed. He is taking up approximately 2 yards of the, call it 15 so feet, which is...
My, you're a tall one.
5, 10, 15. Alas, it's only going to be about a yard's worth of damage, I think. Is that how it works? 2 yards is 6 feet, right?
It's not even about the damage. It's about sending a message.
Well, yes, but I want to know if you're going to give him a concussion.
Well, that's what I'm going to be rolling to find out.
1d minus 4, since you're not spending fatigue. Actually, no, damage per hex per impact. 1d minus 1.
I might not actually heal him from this. 2 points of embarrassing damage.
2 points of kerklonk. Hey.
There is now a ceiling-shaped dent in the mask.
Sort of, yeah.
It'll buff out. It's not a big dent.
And then you're dropping him?
I'm not going to hold him up there. That would be rude. I don't want to be rude.
Well, I mean, you could hold him up there if you felt like it.
I want him to understand that running will make it worse.
Okay, that's the thing. Okay.
Does he land on his feet?
That's kind of why I'm checking, actually.
And does he stay there? My father fell a story and a half once. He did land on his feet.
Oof. He does not land on his feet. He falls down.
That's a shame. When my father fell a story and a half, you could not see his ankle in the x-ray.
Oh.
To this day, he can set off metal detectors.
I'm not surprised.
Sometimes he does it for fun.
Hey guys, watch this. He did that more pre 9/11.
Yeah. Yeah.
Airports don't like that when you do it now.
Cassie is unconscious. Cassie, you're out of the
The Ebony Veil just went underneath the bodyguard. Was that intentional?
No, I don't know why I did that.
Is he crawling away?
No. No, he goes thud. It's not his turn now.
Ram would just slowly keep pace with him as he's crawling. Like, look, we've had this conversation. This is not going to end well for you. You appear to have several fractures. If you insist, I'll do this again. But no.
Antuxa. Antuxa, you're up, since Cassie is out of the picture. Well, she's not out of the picture. She's just out of the combat.
I'm trying to decide if what I wanted to do is still relevant.
Welcome to TTRPG combat.
Badly.
Yeah, it is. May as well nail the point home. Antuxa will turn on the Ebony Veil. Enough! I have been patient. I have been gracious. But you know what I am, and I have lost what little remained of my temper.
Electrocution lightning made by five.
Per zap.
I'm just taking a moment to look at line of sight. Don't mind me. Just looking at... I'm not within the blast radius. Bodyguard SCB might want to take a step backwards.
Yeah, well.
Retroactive to last turn.
That's kind of the problem. It's not his turn right now. Well,
I'm not sure lightning has a nimbus. Well, I mean, lightning has a nimbus, but I'm not sure force lightning has a nimbus.
Yeah, this works fine.
See? It curves.
Yep. Just a little.
Oh, yeah, that should have been rolled at -3 or -4.
You made it by five. You Krzap. How much Krzap are you doing?
It hits the mask and bounces.
9 points of damage. He's already on the ground. You get the... Well, you've hit someone with force lightning who didn't dodge and basically does the arching and the scream and the flailing around and, you know, sparks of lightning coming out of, well, it's a difficult to scream because somebody did stuff some of Poncho into his mouth under the mask, but, you know, you get the idea.
This way he doesn't bite his tongue. That was a favor.
Everyone is looking extremely concernedly impressed. And this one's going to have to make a will roll. And some other people are probably going to have to make a fright check.
Remember, we're the good guys. Okay, well, not really. But we're the less bad... No. We're the lesser evil...
Fright check.
We're the ones you want to be on the side of.
That.
Okay, some people have made their fright checks. That's good. And you have a problem, don't you?
I like bantering while Beth is mumbling to herself as she figures out what's happening.
And Tuxa gets a move, yes. And since we're still in combat time...
You can still hear a song from The Matrix playing in the background.
Ran, I want a perception roll out of you. It's down in your secondary attributes that are below your basic attributes that are below your portrait.
Thank you. Made it by three. Does this have to do with Senos being over there in the corner?
No, this has to do with the bodyguard who's beside you, who had his gun out, who is now raising it and aiming it, well, basically past your back. It's not being aimed at you. You'd have danger sense going off if it were.
Young man, don't. Sankas, duck.
That's probably a good thing to say. Yeah, that's right. No, that's not what I want. I want to clear that one. He doesn't have a penalty. That's better. Oh, okay. That's not a grab that I want. Now I want the thing. Thank you. Okay. Ooh. You might. Good. We'll do that. Okay. The guard raises his gun. Sankas attempts to dodge. The gun goes off. Wow, that's loud, Ran. That's so loud. And it hits Sankas in the side. That's a lot of damage.
Yeah.
I liked that one.
Barekti is yelling something that sounds rather outraged. Hurston is reaching out to grab at Sandcass. Barekti is shouting, "Get down, you idiot, flat on the floor." Sen, your turn.
What's the penalty again for called shots?
It depends on the hit location that you are attempting to shot.
So it does.
There's a hit location thing on your, well, with a 5, there goes the gun.
And probably the hand.
That's kind of what I figured, unless you were actually trying to hit the gun itself, since I mean,
it's a slug thrower. If you hit the gun itself, you're probably going to make all the ammunition go off at once.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah. So you could either take the muzzle off the gun, or you can take the hand off with the gun.
No more gun. No more hand.
Go ahead and roll, just in case you do something like roll four ones or something.
Mechanical hand replacements exist.
They do.
I can't do less than 2 digits of damage on this.
Oh.
I have Weapon Master.
Oh.
Thankfully for this guy, you can't do more damage in a cold shot than the limb has, so he is not going to take 26 points of burning damage. He is going to take a hand's worth of burning damage.
Instant cauterize.
the wrist is cauterized. The hand is a fine powder that is quickly wafting away on a breeze.
No. It's just, well, I mean,
how many hit points does a hand have? I need to know for reasons.
It's the writ. It was an aim for the wrist, effectively, and it there's blow through damage. There's definitely blow through damage.
I like how you didn't answer my question, and I'm not going to ask a follow up. It's fine.
That's because I'm not going to look it up at the moment. I would have to look that up. That is somewhat more advanced combat, and I'm not looking it up.
Remember, come up with a more creative rule.
No. I'm just saying the hand is off. The bodyguard yells, "No!" and falls to his knees, clutching where his hand used to be. Sandcass bleeds. He is on the ground. And he has fallen down and is sort of clutching at his side where there is a whole bunch of bleeding, and he's definitely not happy. Ran.
Okay. This sounds way more like an Intuxa job. However, Ran would know something about first aid at the very least, because I'm looking at his character sheet and he does in fact have first aid.
Yes.
And
excellent.
What the player knows is, regardless of the type of wound it is, usually red liquid stay in is a good policy. Packing the wound, holding it so that the blood doesn't leak out, can keep someone around long enough that more intense measures can be taken. Uh-huh. Ran has ways of doing this. And yes, glass cannon.
You have first aid. I
intend to use first aid. And use the force to use it. But made first aid by 3. I know red liquid stay in is usually a good thing.
Okay.
I do not get
leeches. Roll to see if you crit fail. You do not crit fail.
I do not, in fact, get the leeches. I made that by 12. The red liquid is staying in. Except for the stuff that's already out. I'm not putting that back in.
Good. It's dirty.
I don't know where. Actually, I know where it's been, and that's worse.
Yes, it's oozy, and you do not like the idea of actually trying to do this for very long because you're having to concentrate fully on it. It's a liquid, even made by 12, even you. This is a liquid that is trying to come out around your invisible fingers as you press your hands from several feet away.
Entuxa, I'm keeping the blood in, but I'd like to not keep doing this for long.
And what do you know? It's Entuxa's turn.
Entuxa points at the Ebony Veil and says, if I see you so much as move a single muscle, you will not see the sunrise. And then she goes over to Sandcast.
In this microclimate?
Okay. You won't see the sunrise anyway. Sandcast's blood is weird and metallic. It gleams unnaturally in the dim light, just like the wound on his hand was, only, well, there's a lot of it right now.
All right. And Tuxa will take her gloves off.
Ooh.
Made that was... by three.
There are two sixes in that roll, dear listeners.
Yeah, and it was terrifying.
I registered the sixes before I looked at the total. But yeah, yes, so made by three.
Let me quickly look up healing, because, you know.
Yeah, I have to too.
What's up there? One fatigue per two hit points healed. Target may contribute up to half of the fatigue cost, since you not necessarily ask for permission when using other people's fatigue. You would probably want to be doing combat healing.
Probably.
You can do three points of heal that way, and it will take it all from your, let's see. Do 3 points. It'll have to be all your own fatigue. And the final cost is going to be plus 50% of what it would usually be. Which...
All right. I'll spend 2 points then.
Okay.
So no, that's... Round. I just lost track of how much that was. One fatigue point per 2 hit points healed. So I will heal for 4.
Okay. The healing is up to the degree of success. So that's healing up... Yeah. Up to 4. So that's... Two fatigue plus another fatigue for a total of 3, I believe, because of doing it in combat. I will stop.
Now, is anyone else going to pull out a gun or a knife or a mouse droid with a lightsaber tied to it or anything else? I need to know in advance. I'll be a little upset if I don't know in advance. I'm not upset yet. I've only been disappointed.
Sandcast makes some noises as of someone getting healed by a Sith, which is generally... They are not good, clean noises. They are somewhat gurgly, someone hit me in a lung noises.
I know that sound.
Yeah. But the wound begins to seal, and you've stopped the immediate bleeding. He is definitely not out of the woods, but you have stopped the immediate bleeding.
He's not going any further into the woods at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. You could use a more normal healing for anything further. And none of the other bodyguards in this room have a gun.
Then she will pull out the hand sanitizer.
Hurston has kneeled down beside Entuxa and is looking with the, is there anything he can do to help sort of pose. Honestly, he possibly took the gloves as she was stripping them off.
Thank you, dear.
Of course.
This has been such a day. All right. Does anybody else want to do anything foolish? Or can we wrap this up? This man needs a hospital. That man, she points at Ebony Veil, needs a deprogrammer. I don't know what Senos is doing.
He's sitting on his feet and his hands and looking unhappy.
I bet.
I thought we got him.
I think you left him over at the...
We brought him up the stairs, but we didn't tell him to stop sitting on his hands.
Pretty much. He plonked himself back at the top of the stairs.
Poor Senos. I mean, he is a missing stair. He's with his people.
Something like.
So, all right. Raise your hand if you also want to do something that will make me spectacularly angry.
Senos cannot raise his hands. He's sitting on them.
Pretty much.
No one? All right. Someone just got pinned.
One of the bodyguards, one of Sandcast's bodyguards, is moving over to him and looking sort of helplessly going, boss, boss? Sandcast.
Rand, darling, I hate to impose, but would you kindly call for several ambulances?
Rand was hoping that you were asking to provide the transportation, but this will do too. Because then I could just telekinesis other them all out nice and gently. And then that would be my first crit fail of the arc for telekinesis other. Sandcast is gently wafted out the door and goes through the stained glass window instead.
Somehow they all whack their heads on exactly the same spot on the door jamb.
Like stormtroopers.
Yes.
Like the stormtroopers.
Oh, come on. Why were you closing the door just that moment? Yes. Ram will call for several ambulances. We'll also make a comment to Barecki about how it's likely not the bodyguard's fault. There's too many people here who have had mind tricks done to them.
If it's not his fault, then I pay for the prosthetic. That's part of the deal when I hire these people.
We need to get a location out of either that air-fried fool over there or Miss Sleepyhead, depending on if there's still some kind of link in there that we can follow.
I'm also going to ask if you can get this weird blood thing fixed. Otherwise, we're going to have assassins coming after us until somebody wins.
I'll have to do some research. That's not something I've encountered before, but it doesn't mean it's not something I can fix.
I'll know what happens for real, but I'd rather not have people gunning for me just because I bleed silver and it doesn't heal right.
Understandably. I shall spend some time in a place I once swore I would never, ever go again. The library.
Dun, dun, dun!
And I think that's where we're going to end it.
Yes, I think so. Thank you all for playing. Thank everybody for listening. I hope people had fun. Always disarm everyone when there might have been mind tricks running around loose.
Literally.
Indeed.
In my defense, I was trying.
In my defense, I was also trying.
Very trying?
Bran is always very
trying.
My
arms were full of dents.
Tonight, I've been joined by Crash and Ellie and Ely. Dun, dun, dun. Does anyone have anything they'd like to plug?
And Eo.
I said Eo. I said Crash and Eo and Ely.
Oh, I heard. Okay.
And Ellie.
And Ellie. Who's
and
also
Crash. And
I
Beth was here, too.
I think we're repeating ourselves.
And I've been told that Eo's mom
I'm
writes
Ellie.
Books.
Yes, Eo's mom writes books at ElizabethMcCoy.com. Or, you know, go there, check out what the titles are, putter around and see where they are on your favorite website. And the Smashwords links should work. And those are great. And you can look them up. I ought to be in Hoopla. You can ask your library to buy a copy. Hey, it's all great. And speaking of things that are great,
I take all these podcasts and put them over on AaronBSmith.com. So you can go there and get all of them ad-free because I'm not monetizing any of this unless you count the Patreon, which you can go to patreon.com/cogwheelgaming to help us keep the lights on, along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Liv Droman, Paul, Shanshan, Walter, and patron emeritus Cindy.
Until next time, this is Beth saying, Antuxa, you can feel in the Force that someone out there is very angry at you. Night, everyone.
Oh no. Mm-hmm. Whatever shall I do?
Zap someone?
Probably.
And in the commotion, no one noticed that Lord Stabby had made an escape. And now you all have an asset in going to the library. It's a good idea.
And since there was combat, 2 points.
Woohoo!
Hooray.
Let's go make someone angry more often.
And I assume that you're going to want an epilogue and before this arc fully ends.
Well,
we have things
probably,
to do.
Probably that's after true. I press the stop recording button, though.
Well, yeah. So, 2 points. It's not the end of the arc, though, so I'm not giving you the